You're listening to SBS News.
University of Sydney Associate Professor Angela Nickerson and her team surveyed more than 1,000 refugees in Australia over 3 years. What they found was refugees who have a temporary visa were more likely to be depressed, have post-traumatic stress disorder, and are more than twice as likely to have suicidal intent than those with more secure visas. Professor Nickerson says until now, there hasn't been a lot known about the effect of living through prolonged periods of uncertainty.
We're really interested in trying to understand the impact of visa insecurity on our mental health. And what we found was that refugees with insecure visas were much more likely to have a diagnosis of post-traumatic stress disorder or depression and more likely to have suicidal intent than those with secure visas.
George Najarian knows what it's like to have an uncertain future. He escaped from Syria in 2015 after his sister's school was bombed. His family made it to Lebanon, where they spent 2 years waiting for a humanitarian visa to come to Australia. Mr. Najarian says he spent years waiting in limbo.
Every day you're struggling, you are not knowing your future, and that situation that it puts you on, to not know what's going to happen even the next day, it kills you every day. Yes, we escaped the war. Yes, we escaped our city, but now we are in a different situation, in a different psychological war within you.
Amnesty International's Graham Tom says it's not just people with insecure visas that are waiting in limbo. Mr. Tom says asylum seekers waiting in offshore detention are also suffering, and he's calling for action.
The problem is this process can take anywhere from a year to 18 months. They don't have that amount of time. You know, this is already breaking people, as we've seen. We need something to happen far more urgently.
Professor Nickerson says the new study shows that more needs to be done to tackle mental health issues in refugee communities.
The higher levels of mental health symptoms we see in refugees with insecure visas means that it's really important that they get access to healthcare that can really help them overcome the effects of their traumatic experiences and adapt to life in Australia.
But Professor Nickerson says there are some positive findings out of the study. It found that refugees on insecure visas are more likely to volunteer in their local community than those with more permanent residency. Professor Nickerson says connecting to the community this way actually improved mental health.
What we found was actually for refugees with insecure visa status, having greater social connection was associated with lower mental health symptoms. So the power of actually being able to reach out and connect with these people to help them thrive and contribute to our community.
Mr. Najarian and his family now have a permanent place in Australia. And for him, it was connection to community that got him through those years of waiting for a visa.
In a country where you don't know anyone, the only thing that you have is your family, that at least you can get the physical and the psychological support from your family members. And believe me, love and faith, the two things, the most important things that can keep someone alive during the worst time of their lives.
Mr. Najarian says he still volunteers, because helping others is one of the most powerful things he could do. Kira Jenkins, SBS News.